So the next day, after the city council meeting on Wednesday, we had arranged with Anthony Prince, who's an attorney and activist, as I mentioned earlier, who really is an organizer. He wants to get homeless people together to assert their rights because he doesn't believe the courts are going to protect the rights. He doesn't believe the communities are going to let people, you know, sort of welcome folks into their homes and their communities who are poor, that just isn't the way it really works, as a matter of course, and until people assert their own rights as to who they are and what they are entitled to. And yes, they are entitled. We're all entitled to basic rights. And essentially to end the normalization of the denial of people's rights. So we went out to the Ross camp on Wednesday. That was yesterday. Set up a couple of tables along the levee pathway and had a loudspeaker. And Anthony Prince talked about issues, but before he did, I went around and spoke with some locals, and here are some of those interviews.
So it is February 27th, around 2:10, 2:15.
They can't very well complain about sanitary issues if they have porta potties out here.
That's true.
Right, so there's that. But there's ways around, Martin.
The boys, one of them is that they can come in with other.
So I guess this is where we're setting up.
Okay.
Or, I'm not sure.
Scouting everything out, this seems like
the best. Yeah.
How you doing, man? Any reports for free radio?
Huh?
Any free radio reports?
I remember that. That was 25 years ago.
Well, we're still doing it. Hey. Want to get anything you want to pass on? Any words?
God bless you. And everybody else.
Well, thank you. And we're talking to the man. Identify yourself for our fans.
Jay. Jay, what paper?
Jay, are you a resident of this questionable campground?
I'm not. I just stopped to say hi to everybody.
What do you think of the camp?
Well, I think it's pretty well. It's pretty mellow.
It's growing.
Yeah.
It's not raining.
A little bit of work to keep it up. But I volunteer with trash things. And it's good to see people volunteer and help out. And how have you been?
I'm tired and cranky.
Okay. I don't see you around as much, but I don't get around it downtown as much. Take care.
Hey, man. You too, Jay. All right. Legal clinic soon, starting shortly.
Elijah Dixon.
Go ahead, Elijah.
You know what? I was questioning why you stopped the little thing down there that you was having on Tuesdays. Why did they stop that?
Oh, the Freedom Sleepers.
Yeah.
They ticketed everybody away, and they started using misdemeanor charges against them.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's a tactic they do. You know, that's that Hitler stuff, you know, that, you know, been trying to get rid of one century now almost, you know.
We got more of it than ever.
I know, you know. I'm quite sure they looking at those old Hitler reruns and saying, oh, this is what we're going to do it this way. Let's intimidate them like this.
It's for your own safety, son.
I do believe. It's always good to see you.
You too, Elijah.
Yeah. I mean, progress is, know that gentleman right there?
That is Dredd, who is here from Salinas with...
Yeah.
You know Dredd.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah. We know each other. I don't live here, but, you know, I'm trying to support anything that they got, you know, so...
What do you think of the camp?
You know, I think it's amazing. You know why? Because people are getting together. They're learning to live with each other there. Hey, Trish. And if they, you know, what they're doing is, I'm quite sure it's all kind of abuse, drug abuse down there, you know, but that goes with people, though. But they are living together without any, you know.
You're next, Trish.
You can talk to her now.
What's your name, madam?
My name's Patricia Bowen.
Patricia, what are you up to?
I'm just drying out my blankets because they all got soaked and so did I, and keeping on, that's all I can do.
Were you in a tent or are you outside?
I'm outside.
And have you been living in or around Ross?
No.
What are you just visiting?
Yeah, I just got, well, I know a lot of people here, but yeah, I kind of move around a lot. I don't like staying in one place.
What do you make of the campground?
Pardon me?
What do you think of the campground?
I think it's a campground, you know, it's people trying to survive out here, man.
Are they doing better than last year or worse?
I can't really answer that for you because that's up to each individual person's, you know, journey.
And you?
My journey is, I don't know. I just make it through the best I can.
How long have you been out of doors?
9 years.
Any difference between now and 5 years ago, 9 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It's gotten, you know, the world's gotten a lot worse. You know, things have gotten more nasty. People have gotten more desperate because nobody has nothing, you know. Can't even sit down in your own town. I've been here 49 years. And I can't even sit down in a spot. You gotta move. You can't sit and get a ticket for it. It's like, I've been here 49 years, man. I can't sit down in my own town. I don't know.
Indeed, it sounds like it sucks.
It does, so I'm moving and I'm moving. But at least I'm not getting fat because I move around so much walking that I
think. It's your new dietary regime.
That's right. That's right. Plus, lack of food also.
Who are the cops treating you?
They know me a long time, so I don't put up with their shit. You know what I mean? I just don't put up with their fucking shit. I know, you know, I have rights too. Just because I'm pushing a cart and I don't have a home doesn't make me a piece of shit, you know? And they can just boss me around, tell me what to do because, you know, they make up a lot of lies. You can't do this and can't do that. Well, I know some of the codes and I know what some of my rights are and I, you know.
Last encounter you had with the police was when?
The other day when they were fucking up. I was sitting down with a friend and they said we weren't allowed, we were blocking the sidewalk. And there was a couple other people across the street sleeping in their sleeping bags that happened to hear what was going on. And they're like, what do you mean blocking the sidewalk? They're not doing anything. They're not bothering anybody. And about 20 cop cars showed up and jumped on these guys that were inside of sleeping bags.
Where was this?
Downtown Santa Cruz. And you know, you don't... And
you remember so, where?
Yeah, right by Lloyd's Liquor. I mean, not Lloyd's Liquor, Venetio's.
And what time of day?
It was at nighttime, you know. They were sleeping in inside of a sleeping bag. It doesn't take 20 police to jump on a man and start rustling. So I freak out when I see that. And I ran across the street and said, don't hurt him. Get away from him. They told me to move away, get out of here. And I'm like, no, leave him alone. He didn't do anything. Nobody's doing anything.
And what did the... What did they do to you?
Every time, though, and when I see 10 cops on one person that's already cuffed and that's not even resisting arrest and they're still fucking them up, I freak out.
Well, properly so.
And whatever, I will go over there and try to help that person, whether I get...
Were you successful in helping them?
I just told them I'm standing here and I'm staying here and I'm watching this whole thing. You know what I mean?
How close were you to
them? Oh, shit, I was about 5 feet away.
And how long did the police stay?
Man, they were there like 20 minutes.
Was it raining?
No. It wasn't raining at that time.
How did the guys... These were two men?
Yeah, the one guy was like, help, someone, see this, someone report this, because it was fucked up how they were. They're fucked up. Some were, you know, I'm not a police fan. I'm an outlaw, you know what I mean? Doesn't mean I hurt people, but I don't believe in their laws, you know? I'm a free spirit, and that's who I am. And,
did they go back to sleep after you left? Were involved.
Oh fuck, there were like 10 cop cars. It was ridiculous. There were two guys sleeping in their sleeping bags. You know, jump on top of them. When you're inside of a sleeping bag, you're pretty much confined. You can't do much. You can't even move your body if you're inside of it, you know? Like,
and again, when was this?
It was a couple nights ago. Just maybe 3 nights ago.
I'll be playing this on Free Radio on Thursday night, and we've been talking with... If you want to say.
Patricia Bounds.
Anything else, Patricia, you want to pass on?
No, I just hope that, you know, that people get a little bit more love in their hearts.
So, yeah.
You know, I haven't always been like this. I've had it all and I've lost it all a bunch of times. you know, but I'm a free person, I'm a free spirit, you know. We were not, you know, long time ago, back in the day, nobody had homes, they roamed the land. And that's what I do, and it shouldn't be illegal.
Thanks, Patricia.
I'm a Native American.
Hey, hey. So we're doing a legal thing today about how to defend your rights if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to the lady over there, and that's cool. But hey, it was nice talking to you, and like, you can mention my name if you want to. Like I said, my name is Patricia LaShawn Bounds, and I've been in this town 49 years, and I'll be damned if someone's going to tell me I can't sit down for 5 minutes in my own town.
Dig it. Thank you, Patricia.
Yes, sir.
This individual who's actually was in Santa Cruz for a while, but has now got work in Ben Lomond, right?
Well, I was born and raised here, and I fell. Yeah, sure, all right, sure, off the record, absolutely, why not? Yeah, I was born and raised in Santa Cruz. You know, I fell in between the cracks of the social system and, you know, the justice system. I was on probation as a kid for a very long time for small crimes, but they decided to keep me on probation for 3 years, which subsequently made me go to the streets. And I lived on the streets for a long time, got my shit together, decided to, you know, get a job, get my own spot to live, and that's where I live now. And that's what I'm doing.
What do you make of Ross Kemp?
I don't know, I think it's a conglomerate, it's an amalgamation of people that, you know, are drug addicts, people down on their luck, people that are homeless due to losing a job. It's everybody down here. It's everybody that the government has decided to not look at anymore and won't give it any help. That's what I think.
Anything happened to you in the last year relating to homeless people you think we should know about?
Just mostly like the heroin epidemic, it feels like, in Santa Cruz has just become off the hook. It's just gotten out of control.
You're fighting it with a quick joint.
Absolutely.
Say the least.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. CBDs, THC, it helps everybody.
Keep it natural.
Thank you, Robert. That's all I have to say.
We've been talking with an anonymous individual. Thank you, sir. Yeah. A traveler. What's your name, man?
My name's VLDS.
And you've been traveling. Name us a couple of the... have a seat. Name us a couple of the states you've traveled to.
Oh, I traveled to... Kentucky. I traveled to Orlando, and then to Austin, and then to Denver, then to Colorado Springs, then to Portland.
How long you been here?
2 weeks.
What do you think?
Well, it's better than Kentucky, than Austin, because the police didn't go on with it. But, hey, I don't have any Social Security, I don't have any ID, I don't have any cards, I have nothing because of Austin. Because I went to them, sure enough, they said they don't know. But what is it that they don't know?
How long were you in Austin?
A month.
And what brought you to Santa Cruz?
Well, maybe the white people.
The white people?
Yeah.
The white people brought you to Santa Cruz?
You brought me over. But I was in LA. And they steal me. So
you were transported over here.
Oh yeah. But me alone, I took it upon myself to leave, because no, because 7 times I was stolen in LA. So 7 times.
7 times you were.
Stolen. I was stolen.
Stolen?
Yeah.
They stole from you 7 times.
Yeah. Who was it? Or what? No. They only work at night.
Now, so you came up from LA recently?
Yeah.
And did you have friends up here, or did you just kind of find your way here?
I just found my way here.
And what do you make of the camp here?
Oh man, this is heaven compared to LA, compared to Portland, compared to Austin. No, oh, yeah, there's a seven. There's seven, but there still needs something to work on.
Have you lost anything here in theft?
Oh, no, no. I haven't, but because I keep my stuff hidden.
Keep an eye on your stuff. Yeah.
And so they know about it, but give them some time. They will.
And I've been talking with, if you want to say.
Oh, yeah. Fidel Diaz.
Hey, Fidel.
Hey.
I'm going to go to the legal training now, so we're doing this legal thing.
All right.
And I will be playing this on free radio on Thursday night.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you, Fidel.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, hit your foot there. All right. If you want to say for free radio.
My name's Lucky.
And Lucky, how long you been here?
I've been here 5 years off and on.
And Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
And what do you make of Camp Ross, as I'm asking everyone?
This is what we subject ourselves to the social acceptability to allow the next man to live in another world besides America with its rights. We're unconstitutionally spaced upon, you know, we're hunted down, you know, the thought process and the mental health develop, you know, being on the page of insanity, you know, knowing if your next day is going to be okay or not.
How long you been here at the camp?
I don't stay at the camp, but, you know what I mean, I try to resist myself from being here so I'm not in this side of view of the people be. I'm a nomad. I mean, my life is differently. I can't be around all this. You know what I mean? I've been locked up 22 years.
Drug concerns or other concerns?
No, it's just my concerns. You know what I mean? I've been locked up 22 years, so I'm very violent at points, and I don't know what my part takes. So I stay by myself 24/7.
You're good. How is life alone? Any hassles from police?
All the time, you know, we're subjected. There's two different worlds between us and America. There's us, you know what I mean, subjected to being predatorized and hunt down and chose to be subjected on two different worlds. There's people that can do whatever they want, and then us that are on the bottom level of things where we can't do anything. We're hunted down, subjected to be thought of our only day is going to be here, there, and always watching that behind our back. It's ridiculous what two different worlds in America we live in. We're not subjected to be here.
How would you describe, like in the last week, any incidents that happened that you want to comment on?
Well, yeah, you're predatorized, you know what I mean? Subjected by their looks. You're the only person to be out there look for, you know, when you're only person for the eyes of the police, then what else are you subjected to? But on a constant alert of what's going to happen when, you know, the Rangers can take you away when they're, what, to hoard us around like trees? I don't know what kind of
goats and dogs.
Yeah, I'm a national park museum expert. If they don't want to see me, they can throw me away. What happens to the lost kids of these worlds?
They generally stay lost.
Well, when we get locked away, I've done 22 years behind this way.
Where from originally?
Palmdale, California.
And anything that's happened to you recently, you want to comment on?
Well, it's just everywhere you go, you're subjected to police's brutality and their unlawful use of law.
So the last time this happened to you was?
This week.
And what happened?
You know, they choose to use their own law. They have no rights. You don't have, you know, subjected to. They want to know who you are, and they're going to take you to jail no matter what you do. You have no rights when they're under the law. You know what I mean? They trick you.
An example of this would be?
You know, put out your cigarette. Oh, you're littering. Now we have risen. Then you've been arrested for littering. And so forth, you know. That's why I'm a sovereign citizen of my land. I can't abide laws of the unlawful when they become the outlaws. You know, and who am I as an American to follow their rules when I'm subjected to the laws, but they choose the law, and there's no law between two worlds if they can't choose the difference between what's right and what's a constitutional right, because there shouldn't be two Americas between one race.
Dig it. And we've been talking with?
Lucky.
Thanks, Lucky.
One of the first songs that was written was about, I play secondary and tertiary markets and play small and medium-sized towns and where all it takes is one great big huge big box store owned by a family with no conscience to come in to completely destroy an entire downtown.
There were no limitations. happening, thinking about burning it down, boys, thinking about burning it down. Nothing's ever gonna be the same in this town. 10 gallons of gas in a bottle of propane, electric igniter off my grill and a stiff can. Say for sudden this thing will blow, but if it doesn't, gonna be the first one to know. And I'm thinking about burning it down.
Steve Earle, Burning It Down, and this is supposedly the character of a defeated, angry, jobless man, bewildered about what happened to his dreams and contemplating burning down the local Walmart. Earle told Mojo Magazine he's got a pretty elaborate rig in his truck, so he's probably doing more than thinking about it. It's not me, it's the character saying it, but I feel strongly about Walmart, and the song says it in a very strong way, what I feel. So I took the rest. Now I've got to pray that nobody actually burns Walmart down. I don't know. I'm not going to advise people to do that, but I'm going to say no more. Now here's more from Roskamp visit yesterday.
So, and they, we were supposed to be out on March the 15th. Now we don't have to be out on the 15th.
Correct. I think they decided, though you never could tell when they're going to pull the next fast one, but
right.
Yeah. So, what's your name?
Rosemary Flores.
Hey, Rosemary, how long have you been here?
About 3 months.
Are you here at the camp?
Yes.
And what do you make of the camp?
It's a place to lay your head, go to sleep.
You're a short, older woman. You have a walker. Have you been molested, hassled, or fucked with?
No.
And is that typical of Santa Cruz or typical of the camp, or has it happened to you much anywhere else?
Nowhere. Nowhere in Santa Cruz.
Just because you know some good judo tactics?
I know a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends that take care of me.
How long have you been outside?
About 17 years.
And in Santa Cruz or elsewhere?
Here in Santa Cruz.
I don't know if I put too much sugar or enough sugar.
Thank you.
And maybe too full.
Are you staying for the... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can doctor it if you want it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you staying for the legal event here?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, yes. I think they're setting it up now. Anything you would want the community to know that they don't know already, or that they should know already, or maybe they need to be reminded of?
That they have to. Santa Cruz is supposed to be the richest county there is. For us to be out here, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They say the state has given the money for the homeless, and we have not seen none of it. None of it at all to help us out, to get housing or anything. They haven't come out here to even ask if we want recovery or whatever. They have not.
Now, you're in one of these tents.
Yes.
How many in your tent?
It's me, my dog, and my daughter.
And how long have you been tenting on the old campground?
Here about 3 months.
And how much of a community is out here, would you say?
I don't know what you mean by community.
I mean, do you have much connection with the folks in the other tents?
Oh, yes. I know a lot of people here. It's just high and by, actually. You know, it's not like going to tent or anything like that, visiting.
Now, is there much mutual aid between folks?
If someone needs help, people are there to help them.
And when was the last time you needed help that you got it here?
About 2 weeks ago.
What happened, if you want to say?
There was a fight in front of my tent. This man put himself in front of me so I wouldn't get hurt. That's, yes. Yes.
When was the last time you were able to help someone in the camp?
Oh, gosh. It has been a while.
What are your skills, you think, that make you, that people could, if they wanted some help from you in the camp, that would be particularly good at doing?
Listening to their, whatever they're going through. I'm a good listener. I don't give them advice or anything. I just sit there and listen to them.
You interested in being a part of a group that wants to meet with merchants and other residents and try to powwow?
What do you mean by...
Well, you know, there's a lot of hostility to this camp from, you know, people on the freeway, people nearby. They're afraid of this, they're afraid of that. They think they blame you, the camp, for stealing, shooting up, and all that shit. But that's also because I think they'd like to know. I think you'd like to know you, and you might like to know them better. Would you like to be a part of it?
That's going to help with legal issues and the defense of the camp. So please come up. We also have coffee and free food for everybody. So make your way up here, and we're going to gather. He's going to give a presentation on how we can defend ourselves against the system here. So please join us. Please join us. Yeah, you want your interview with Erica.
So also, if myself, Rabbi Posner, had you volunteered to sign your name to be part of a possible class action, please come up and hear our invited wonderful guests talk about the nature of a class action and how you would be part of it. So if you had us write your name down as wanting to participate, please come and join us.
Have you had your property taken by police?
Yes.
Have you had your campground attacked by police either here or somewhere else?
Yes.
Have you been on the run for as long as you remember?
Only for about 40 years.
Would you like to find some way to stand up to the people who are doing this to you?
No, I just want to get a class action suit going.
You want to get a class action suit going?
Yes, because they are taking very large disadvantages of the handicapped and the old people.
Have you been discriminated against because of
the fact? Absolutely. When we got here, there wasn't even any handicapped toilets.
Do you feel that maintaining this community is better than being alone?
Yes! Yeah, but that's about the only thing I think is better than.
The city council last night voted not to take down the campground immediately on March 15th. But there's still a lot of people who want to get rid of this campground. The reason that we're here today is because there could be some ways to stop that from happening. Because legally speaking, you have the right to be left alone if you're not engaging in criminal activity.
and trying to survive is not a criminal activity when you're outside and you have no place to go and they got no shelters. Not that anybody wants to go to the shelters. So anyway, this is happening up here on the pathway. We got coffee. I think there may be some, there's some food as well. There are napkins. And there's an attorney up here. I don't apologize. There's an attorney who, he's been helping people who are outside in Marysville and in Chico who are suing the city. In Marysville, they're suing the city because their campground was torn down by police and rangers. And that ain't right. That ain't right. And the question is, you're safe today, but will you be safe tomorrow? I don't know. Who knows? I can't tell. So in any case, the reason we're here is because people should know what they have as far as rights go. And that isn't much for poor people. Poor people don't have much in the way of rights. But when they get together, even when they just put up a tent next to each other, they have more rights, they have more possibilities, they have more community than they had before. They also have more chance to steal from each other, yeah. True enough.
You're gonna get blamed for it anyways.
That just happens.
No matter what.
Exactly.
You know
that's,
what I mean?
That's open discrimination.
Right? Is it just gonna say, oh, we did...
So this is a chance. We're videoing it, so maybe we can keep a copy of it if anybody wants to see it later, of what you should do to stand up to the authorities that are, in essence, turning you into a second-class person every day. When they look at you, or when they look away from you, or when they tell you you're going to have to move in 2 weeks, but they don't tell you where you're going to move to. Or they want to stuff you into a shelter, which they will then dump you out onto the street on hours later.
Yeah, 6 in the morning.
At 6 in the morning, as you probably know.
If you're lucky. Yeah.
If you're lucky, right. Anyway, this is a chance to sip coffee and listen to a plain and fancy attorney who came down here to talk with us about this stuff. And who knows, maybe we'll have a speak out afterward and you can talk about what you want too. I don't own this mic, so we'll see what they want to do. But I don't know, are we ready to start this sucker yet? I'm not sure. I think the attorney's getting interviewed by the press. So I'm also wandering around with a little audio recorder, recording stories for Free Radio Santa Cruz, which is not really on the air these days, but we're on the stream. And I'm always on the go walking around with my little audio recorder. So if you want to talk about what's been happening to you, the good, the bad, the sexy, the boring.
The missing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here, I got my little machine, and you can talk to me. Who knows, maybe we can share the mic here and you can talk to everybody else. I mean, after all, what else is there to do today? You know. So let me see if I can get this show on the road, or we got somebody else who wants to talk about issues. Let's see here. Any women around? We got a lot of white men talking here. All right, come over here, woman.
I had my tent taken.
Tell me.
A couple days ago.
Speak up.
My home was taken a couple days ago, which happens to be my tent. Just wondering if you have any way to offer tents to people that need them, and if there's going to be some place where we can safely be, where we aren't at risk for being kicked out, somewhere where there's more land, not right by a freeway, where there's gas fumes, not right by businesses. We don't want to interfere with those businesses and vice versa. Just wondering what our options are.
And it's a very, very good question. And the answer is the authorities have the usual options. 7th Avenue Shelter, Laurel Street Shelter, Homeless Lack of Services Center, Boneyard Campground, maybe somewhere, someday, a place to park a vehicle, if you have a vehicle. Hide out, get out. I mean, those are the answers that they have. Or go home, we'll give you a bus ticket to your relatives. These are all the bad answers they have. I got even less for you. I don't have any good answers. So my answer is simply, I thank you for telling me, that's all, and talking about what the real situation is for a real person here. Thank you. We've been talking with, if you want to say, you want to say who you are? You don't have to.
A concerned woman.
Thank you. Thank you, concerned woman. I appreciate it. Anybody else want to talk?
Yeah.
All right, we have a second victim steps up.
I'm not the victim.
Good. Don't be a victim. By the way, Anthony, anytime you want to start, let me know.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, I have a question about missing in the campground.
No, what is it? About missing meaning?
My uncle, Stacy Childs, I took him to the HPHP, and all his things in the camp are over here. Anyways, he asked me to watch his things, and he'll get medical help because we agreed upon him getting medical help. He has broken ribs, shoulder blade, like fingers, and bladder. Mm-hmm. And so.
When was the last time you saw him?
I just saw him 2 days ago. When I took him to HPHP, and we agreed on cleaning all his things out and stuff, like because he was peeing in the bottle, his camp was urinated, and he was living in a, like he was barricaded, like in his grave.
And what does he look like?
He's 57 years old.
About your height?
He's about like 6'3".
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's strong, he has tattoos, he has a mustache, he's bald, yeah. His name is Stacy Childs. And he's local.
Anybody seen Stacy Childs? Anybody seen Stacy Childs? Yeah? Where is he? She's looking for him. Say again?
Not the last few days.
Not for the last, thank you.
Not since I took him to HPHP. He hasn't been back, though he told me he's gonna return at 3 or 5 p.m. that afternoon. And I looked for him at the hospital, and he is not there, you know, and I looked at the mug shots.
How can people reach you if they do get some information?
His camp that I'm watching is located in the camp city.
And your name is, if you want to say?
Yeah, Natalia Zubrilina. So that's my name. And I'm helping him get up and stuff from the camp into like a trailer, into like something more where he can, at his age, be able to
survive
on instead of like dying. Yeah. So that's why
people can reach you by, what's the best way they can reach you?
Well, I'm over here watching his things. I'm not gonna give up my phone number.
I'm gonna be out of town.
On his camp, it's states. Stacy Childs, his name,
so
and a black marker.
Them.
Yes,
it's
and
near
they cannot.
The path.
It's yes.
See, the point of it is near the walkway.
It is right next to the walkway. Yeah,
it's always
pretty much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm just wondering, like, do I how many days do I need to report him missing? Is it 72 hours for an adult?
I don't know.
Or is it like
official time?
At 57 years old, because I feel like, you know, just in case, I found him with his ribs broken, you know, like I found him kind of like already in a bad shape, and I'm just worried about him actually.
Have you tried to file a missing persons report?
No, it's been only like about 60 hours. I'm waiting till 72 hours.
There is a cop across the way. You can try asking them. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say they'd give you good advice necessarily or bad advice.
I think by the law it's 72 hours, so I'll just wait till tomorrow to file him.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for
broadcasting.
For broadcasting. And yes, he's still missing and he's still wanted. And yeah, his stuff is, all his clothes, all his things that he had are still there. And I'm watching his camp.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you ready to introduce? Yeah. All right. So now comes the legal section of this particular afternoon. Hey, man. And that means
Anthony Prince. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Robert.
Anthony has come all the way from Berkeley as he hot-foots it around the state, the different homeless encampments. He represents he's the general counsel for the...
Okay. Want me to hold this?
I will. I'm just trying to get the name of the organization.
Oh, well, the California Homeless Union.
Okay, he actually has that on his shirt. I should be reading more these days. And he's going to talk to you about what can you do to defend your rights as a person who's outside, given the court's decisions recently, the Ninth Circuit Court's decision in Boise, stating that if you are in a city or in a place that has no adequate shelter, they can't fuck with you, at least they can't arrest you, and they cannot require you to move along. If I'm not putting that badly, Anthony will put it better. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, Robert. Thank you. Actually, you put it right. So let me just say, let me introduce myself. My name is Anthony Prince, and as Robert said, I'm a general counsel of the attorney for the Homeless Union. I want to introduce Wes White. He's standing behind his own camera, because Wes records and documents everything that happens. Wes is also president of the Salinas Homeless Union. We started the union in Salinas almost 5 years ago, and we've now spread. We have locals of the Homeless Union in Chico, Marysville, Yuba City, Oakland, and now in Chico. Here in Santa Cruz. So the idea is a very simple idea. I don't know how many people here worked in places where there was a union. Anyone ever work in a place where there was a union, where you're a member of a union? You've heard about unions, right? And what they do on the job is they represent the people that work in a particular location, because you can't do anything by yourself. You can't get a contract. You can't get treated fairly on the job just if you fight the employer on your own. You have to bring the whole workforce together, and then you have some power. And right now they're pushing homeless people around. They're pushing poor people around, even though there's millions of us in the state of California. There's 8 million people in the state of California who are living at or below the poverty line. 8 million people. There's no effort.
And that was Anthony Prince's premiere performance yesterday. He's going to be coming back next week. If you're interested in more information about this, check for Santa Cruz Indie Media. Or give me a call at 423-4833. That's indiebay.org/Santa Cruz. Or go to 831-423-4833. You probably will also be able to get information for that on the Huff Facebook page. Maybe we'll even put it on the Huff website page at huffsantacruz.org. And I'll be announcing more details about this on Sunday when I do another show, assuming I have the wind to do it. That's it for this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Going out on a little tune, perhaps, and talking to you again, or at you again, on Sunday morning at 9:30. Come on back.